Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Dukes is out today, much to many of your chagrin. I'm Chris Russell, in for Dukes. Don't forget to check out his Veterans Day Jamboree at the Tally Ho tomorrow night. Or if you can't make it, please donate and help a good cause, Stop Soldier Suicide. Chad does a great job with that event, so please support him. I know he's bumping around doing some stuff, so hopefully you guys will support him in whatever way you can. All right, so here's the deal. Trent Williams spoke to Craig Hoffman, and, well, Craig Hoffman happens to be in studio. Now, he also spoke to USA Today's Mike Jones earlier. I know Grant and Danny had Jones on at 1 o'clock. We'll get into some of that, but more importantly, I wanted to let Craig kind of direct the ship here, and then we will get into all sorts of other questions and issues and things that will come out of this, and we can take your calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. So with that, we bring in Craig Hoffman, of course, at Craig Hoffman and thefandc.com. Cover story up right now. It is on the front page. Trent Williams opens up. No reason to stay silent. No reason to stay silent anymore. So, Craig, take me through this. I mean, obviously, we've all been trying to get these one-on-one interviews with Trent, right? All been trying to get comments from him. He hadn't said anything up until last Thursday. He hadn't done any one-on-ones up until you and Jonesy today that I'm aware of. How did this all kind of come to fruition? Was it just pestering him, or
I didn't pester him. I'm smarter than to pester Trent Williams.
Yeah, I probably pestered him.
I've reached out to Trent a number of times over the past 6 months. I would never say pester, just kind of when stuff came up or, you know, I get some piece of information that I thought should be run by him. I tried to run it by him, and he chose to not respond to any of those messages, which he kind of apologized for last week. He's like, look, I didn't want to play favorites with anybody in the media, and I really didn't want this out there. I didn't want to talk about it. And so this morning I got a text from someone who knows him and said, hey, I think he's ready to talk a little bit more.
Okay.
And then not 10 minutes later, I see the story from Jones, read Mike's story, and then text Trent and say, hey, like, I've got a couple of other questions I'd love to ask. I got a couple follow-ups. And he's like, what do you got? Like, well, you know, can we get together and, like, do a real sit-down face-to-face?
Right.
I think that's always better. One, the audio quality would be great. But obviously, from just a relationship standpoint, a one-on-one face-to-face chat's always better. But, or can we get on the phone, whatever? And he's like, let's just start with this. I sent him a question. He immediately just calls me. And so from there, we spent about 25 minutes on the phone, which, you know, all on the record, all which parts of which you'll hear over the next couple hours. And obviously the quotes are in the story at thefandc.com. And we talked about a lot of different stuff, from details that he had not revealed about kind of how things went down over the last 6 years with this growth on his head, including a very different framing than even I was aware of in terms of how this was discovered, which we'll get to here in a second, to, I think, the number one question that everyone has right now. And I think this is the place that we start with the cuts is, like, why don't you want to do this investigation? Which I always kind of assumed it was somewhat of a privacy thing. But in his own words, you know, in terms of the investigation, why do you not want to go along with this thing that the Redskins want? And here's what Trent had to say.
All I think is the point of the investigation is to, it's just for them to now. If I would have never said nothing, my situation would still be the same. I'd still be on NFI, you know, and I'd still be under scrutiny with people saying that I'm all about money. You know what I'm saying? That's if I would have never spoke out. Now I spoke out. They're not coming to help. They're just trying to say, look, it's a blame game. You know, they just put out false stuff and say, well, it's his fault. You know, it's just blame game. It's immature. At this point, my tenure with the Redskins is over with. Why am I going to still keep doing to help them improve to be a better franchise? Because that's all it's for. It's just to help them improve. And they've been getting ways to improve from the team for a long time. And, like, this ain't a secret. It's just that now somebody come out and spoke about it, and that somebody happened to be me. So no matter what I gave to this organization and for these last nine and a half years, you know, as you can see, when I speak out about something that was obviously done and that could have been done better, if they don't say, look, we made a mistake, let's see what we can help. It says, no, we didn't make a mistake. Let's get an independent doctor, quote unquote, to come in and see where basically Trent could have made a mistake.
And in summary, his point is, if they were really interested in what happened here, they would have asked for an investigation in June.
6 months ago or three months ago, whatever.
The only reason they care about the investigation is their own PR. It's their own outward, which, in fairness to the organization, is something that they should care about.
Right. They have a right to defend themselves.
Sure. And they have a right to not want other players to think this of their medical staff and all of that. But Trent's point is, that shouldn't be your motivation. Your motivation, if you really want to know what was wrong, then you would have done this months ago before any of this ever came out. And I've told you what I thought was wrong. You didn't care until I told other people. And that's his point.
Well, I would also... Right. They didn't care until the leak came out that it was about the medical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was to counter the leak that Trent feels, I guess, that they generated through NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, which is the reason why he was not at mandatory minicamp, was because of money, not medical. Right.
Right. So that's been their thing all along.
Right.
Everybody that you talk to on the Redskins side of this is like, oh, he just wants more money, he wants more money,
right.
He wants more money. And he's,
and I've heard the same thing.
As I don't know if we have this in the, actually, I think we do, actually. I asked him later, flat out, is this about money? Because the thing is about Trent, and I understand that I'm going to come off saying or sounding like I'm on Trent's side of this, and I know I'm supposed to be neutral as a reporter, but to a point I just am, because I think it's going to wind up being the right side of history, and we'll get into more of this as we go. But Trent's actions, like, these are facts. This is not opinion. Trent's actions are that he was ready to forfeit $13+ million, which he has now.
Right.
The Redskins today, Trent confirmed it to me and others have reported it as well. They're not going to pay him the rest of the year. He's already missed out on all the salaries of the game he hasn't played. The games he hasn't played, he missed out on all the workout bonuses.
Yep.
Like, to say this is about the money is kind of bizarre when he's already lost or is in the process of losing $13+ million. So I asked him, what's your reaction to the people who say it's all about the money?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. I don't get how it could be about the money. But, you know, at the end of the day, those people are going to look for a way to, you know, no matter what evidence is in front of them. If you want to say Trent is about the money, then you'll find a way to say it. You know, you'll ignore the fact that I didn't. I could have reported, and I could have been on the roster the whole since training camp and still not played it down, you know. But I didn't want to go that route. So, if it was about the money, I would have secured the bag that way. You know, it wasn't. I mean, of course, the money came. If I would have went to a new situation, there was going to be a new contract. But I mean, at the end of the day, the money couldn't buy. No matter how rich I am or how much money I had in February, when a doctor told me I didn't have long to live, it didn't matter. You know, it wasn't about money no more. Like, I couldn't buy a new brain. I couldn't buy a new skull. You know what I'm saying? So the money was obsolete at that point.
Yeah.
And it still is. It was a point to prove. It was, you know, it's something more than that. It's morals, it's integrity. You know, I had to. I couldn't sit there and just let this go on, because it would have. But if I never spoke to you guys would never know what happened, right?
I mean,
And I was prepared to do so. If they would have traded me, I would have never said nothing. I would have just kept my respect, kept it where it was. But, you know, they forced my hand. They paid me out to be the bad guy, so I had to speak up for myself.
I think the two most important things in this entire 25-minute interview are in that clip. The first is just the life seriousness of all of this. It doesn't matter how rich I am. When I was sitting on a table thinking I was going to die in February, there's no amount of money that could have bought me a new brain or a new skull. That was real. And that's, for those of us that have been on this story for a long time and have known things even beyond what Trent wanted us to know, frankly, that's always why when some of this came out, you saw pushback from people who had sources within Trent's circle. And again, none of that came from Trent himself, and I'm sure Trent would be a little ticked if he knew how much I knew when I knew it. But the other part in there, which gets to an organizational thing, is him saying that if he would have been traded, he wouldn't have said all of this. Because I believe him. And the things he continues to say about Dan and the respect he had for this organization prior to this process, even through some other shenanigans, which we talk about in the story, in this interview. If the Redskins had just traded him, none of this comes out. Because none of us can publish this without Trent's approval. It's legally not possible. I've known he's had cancer since June. I couldn't say it until he said it last Thursday. Why? HIPAA laws. Like, I would have had to literally run that through our legal department. And they would have been like, nope, do not do that. And so what's interesting is I took that, obviously, in the interest of journalistic fairness, you go to the Redskins. You go to the organization, right? And you say, hey, we're publishing this story. Here's some of what's in it. Would you like a chance to respond, whether it's via full interview or to respond to a couple of things in particular? They, through a team spokesman, very respectfully said, look, we can't talk about most of this stuff because it's health related. We can't. Like, legally, this is why we wanted this investigation, so we could potentially put out some kind of statement. But, you know, he's not cooperating, and so that's our position. We can't say anything. Well, I was like, well, there's this one quote in particular where he says, if I got traded, I wouldn't say have said anything. And is it possible to get a reaction from that? And I was told via a team spokesman that Bruce's response to that was, he can't pass a physical. How is he supposed to be traded? Which is unbelievably disingenuous and factually incorrect.
Well, I was going to say, there's a follow-up to that that we have to get to on the other side. Plus, I've got a couple of follow-ups to the money issue and some other elements to this that I want to get to with you before we play any more cuts. But we'll take a quick time out right here. Chad Dukes versus the world. Craig Hoffman did this sit-down, or not sit-down, but one-on-one interview with Trent Williams earlier today. It's pretty riveting if you just heard those couple of cuts. And if you read the story at thefandc.com, it's up there on the homepage. Go check it out right now. We will continue our coverage of this and of Trent Williams pretty much unloading, if you've heard, again, those first two cuts, next, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sound bites already. Go to thefandc.com, the front page. It's right there, easy to find. Titled, Trent Williams opens up. No reason to stay silent anymore. The first two cuts that we played is just, I mean, is Trent unfiltered, Trent unplugged, Trent being honest and real, and Trent is very angry. And who could have seen this coming, that Trent would be very angry? Not Bruce Allen, I guess. So, Craig, before we get back to the cuts and a couple follow-ups that I had and some calls at 800-636-1067, I want you to repeat what you said about what Bruce Allen's response was through a PR spokesman about a question that you asked for clarity on and comment on, because it was, I want to be careful with my words here, but it was pretty mind-blowing, to say the least, if not more than that.
I was quite shocked on the other end of the phone. I'll put it that way. I asked for an interview with Bruce in general and was told no, because they can't answer many of the questions because they're medically related.
Right.
And I said, well, specific to is, can I get a response to this? Trent said if he had been traded, he would have never said any of this.
Right.
He would have just went to his new place, refused to answer questions about it, and moved on with his life. And Bruce's response was, via team spokesman, he can't even pass a physical. How is he supposed to get traded? That was his response.
Okay. So I want to walk back through this. First of all, it's callous, if that's the right word. It's inflammatory at the very minimum. It's not very smart, number one, or number three, I guess, would be.
Math is hard.
And I'm trying to be respectful here and understand that, yes, indeed, officially, he failed his physical. But, and I know you've told this story and I've heard similar, but I want you to share the details on this. Apparently, he did pass his physical, right? And then this cockamamie helmet thing came up.
Yeah, so it's not cockamamie. He probably couldn't play because he can't put on a helmet. At least that's... Yeah, if Trent can put on a helmet and it's the Redskins logo, that's the part of the helmet that hurts.
Yeah, that's why he can't play.
Well, he hasn't said that yet.
Right. And right. But if it was a Cleveland Browns helmet, he might be able to play.
I would say there's a better chance, but yeah. I have not asked him about that. That's a question for another day.
Right.
Ultimately, a physical is a very, very flexible thing.
Yes.
Like, in theory, an NFL physical could be, what's the little hammer thing called? They could just, like, bop you on the forehead.
Yeah, the mallet, or is it a
mallet?
Yeah,
mallet. Right? They bop you on the forehead with the mallet and say, hey, good job. Like, that could be an NFL physical.
Right.
So, sure, he did not pass the Redskins physical, which was their way of getting him on an FI and not paying him. He absolutely would have passed a physical at another team. And, in fact, Trent came in for his physical at 6:30 in the morning last Wednesday. He passed it. The doctors left. And then at noon, he went to put on a helmet. That's when it became uncomfortable for him to put on the helmet, or that's when he said, like, hey, this doesn't feel very good. I had, you know, surgery on 30% of my scalp. There's a softball that was cut out of my head. This doesn't feel very good. And they said, oh, well, that means you failed your physical. So another team would just have to sign the paperwork without him having to put on a helmet. There's no rule that says another team would have to make him put on a helmet. So he could absolutely pass another team's physical. And I think why that should be bothersome to Redskins fans, obviously, is that's no excuse not to trade him. If someone else is willing to take him and deal with that, take your return.
Well, let's get into the trade stuff in a little while, but I want to double down on that. If they're taking away Trent's money, $5.1 million plus the money that he already surrendered, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is part of the reason why they didn't trade him, because they were getting cap credits back.
Sure.
If now that he's out this extra $5.1 million, why wouldn't Trent then and his agent and the NFLPA file a grievance, not a medical investigation, but a grievance against the NFL Management Council or the Redskins specifically, and I guess by extension the NFL Management Council, for a violation of not properly administrating a physical that he first passed and then didn't pass when they decided it was convenient for them not to pass him. Meaning that allowed him to put him on NFI.
Why did they file a grievance saying, hey, you said I passed the physical?
Right.
Because he doesn't care about the money. He just wants to go.
Okay.
That's a direct quote, by the way. I just want to go.
And I get that. And that is honorable that he is that, but to me, it's not about money in that situation. It would be about principle. Like, you're trying to screw me. You didn't pass me when I complained about the helmet. The helmet is not part of a standard physical. If there is such a standard.
There is no such thing as a standard physical.
I know, but I'm just saying a standardly acceptable. There's got to be some baseline for something, right? For a physician to pass and sign his name that this guy failed or passed. There's got to be some baseline, right?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well,
a physical is that moldable.
That's kind of
weird.
And
again, this is a detail.
Right.
Like, the bigger picture, without getting into medical stuff that neither of us know enough about, is if I was a Redskins fan today, that quote would make me furious because it seems like out of spite, they acted without or not within their own best interest. And that, to me, has been the most mystifying thing about the Redskins throughout this entire ordeal. I always try to explain both sides of things, even if I vehemently disagree with one side. That's my job as a reporter.
Right.
There is no one who has been able to explain to me what the Redskins are trying to accomplish in any of this since long, long ago. It has been a long foregone conclusion that Trent will not play for them again.
Well, they're trying to ruin his career. That's what they're trying to accomplish.
But is that in their own self-interest?
No, of course not. But when has this team ever had an ounce of common sense?
That's what I don't understand, and that's why I can't both sides this. I know that's typically used as like a negative term. I can't explain both sides of what each side is thinking in a coherent manner, because the way the Redskins have acted during this has been inexplicable. That's the correct word.
I mean,
it is unable to be explained in a way that it all says we are acting in a way that is good for us. It's one thing when teams are selfish for their own self-interest. I can at least explain that, even if at times I disagree. And I think that's, you know, and fans can agree or disagree, whatever. But I don't think there's anybody arguing that the Redskins are doing the right thing here. There's just people that think Trent should do some stuff differently and get super mad at Trent, which is their prerogative as well.
All right, I've got more questions. And we've got more audio that we have to play, and we'll get your phone calls. Craig Hoffman in studio with us, 25-minute interview with Trent Williams today. You can read about it at thefandc.com right there on the homepage. Trent Williams opens up. No reason to stay silent anymore or stay with us. We will knock down some of your calls and, again, play more parts of this great interview. And Trent unplugged and angry. Go figure. Trent Williams was going to be angry after the Redskins tried to do their silly little game stuff on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
About money, and I believe that's where that leak came from. Duh, it wouldn't have come from Trent Williams' camp or friends. However, he talked with you guys last Thursday with Jones and with you, and has admitted now in some way, shape, or form that he wanted more guaranteed money or a contract extension, or asked them for a contract mm-hmm. extension. So I'm not going to ask you, who do you believe? Because I Trent's telling you, I did this. I asked for more money or guaranteed money. Do you think that...
He never denied that.
Right. Do you think that Trent should... What's the right... Trent's mad because they're only bringing up that side of it as opposed to the medical side of it, correct?
I mean, I don't want to speak for him, but I that seems to be consistent with the things that he said. The fact that they are making him seem money hungry upsets him.
Okay.
As opposed to, I am an elite player who wants more money, and also I almost died.
Right. There are people around the NFL, and you know this, that strongly believe that the Redskins' stance is right here, that this is about money and only about money and largely about money. I don't believe that. I never have believed that.
But
because,
like, what does that mean? That would be my question. Because I think for those people it means, like, there was no way he would have come back even without the medical situation. And that, I don't know. I think he would have been reluctant to, but I think ultimately he probably would have been there week one had there had been no medical situation. The medical situation completely changed everything.
Right. It
went from a regular holdout to something that is this.
Don't you think that athletes who have come before Trent, who have made it largely and ultimately about money and more money and wanting more guaranteed money, have ruined the, I guess, not the reputation that Trent has, but the platform that Trent has, that this is more about mistrust and you guys not taking care of me medically correct as opposed to the money? Because everybody's first inkling is it's about the money.
I think that we should be better. Like, I don't want to get up on a soapbox here, but, like, why can't we multitask? Why can't it be both? He's an elite player who had no guaranteed money left on his deal, and he wanted more money. That was something that happened before he knew he had cancer. Like, that conversation was had last, right. I think before he had cancer. This happened last January. That,
right.
You know, he made it clear to them, like, hey, can we talk about this? I got no guaranteed money. And Bruce was like, no. He's like, okay. And he probably at that point planned to hold out, but I don't know whether the holdout would have gone anywhere. Then he got the cyst removed from his head, or what he thought was a cyst. The plastic surgeon, and this is new information that you'll hear from Trent's mouth later, but that he told me today. The plastic surgeon was like, I don't think this is a cyst. And eventually they looked at it and discovered it was cancer. And it was not only cancer, but cancer that was potentially mere days from being fatal. Like, that's real. That happened. I think that the fact that we can't multitask and realize that simultaneously he wanted more money for football reasons because he's an elite player, a Hall of Fame caliber player. And there's fair counter argument of he's been hurt. You know, maybe he's not quite what he once was, et cetera. If you want to have those arguments on a different day, fine.
Right.
But this became, for lack of a better word, the saga it became. It became as bitter and it's personal because they kept it about the money, and he's like, no, 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 no.
Right.
There's more going on here.
Which has always been the case. Yeah, which has always been the case. Even before we absolutely knew about cancer, we always knew there was something very legitimate to this medical issue and the medical issue within the organization and treatment, right?
I wrote this in the story. I've seen the pictures of his head.
Okay, I have not.
I think there are two people that have, unless he's shown other people. But last week, after he spoke at his locker, Kaim and I were talking to him afterwards. And, you know, we asked him if we could have the pictures. He's like, no, I'm going to keep these private. And he said in my interview with him on the record today that, like, had this been about bashing the Redskins, he would have gotten off the operating table and sent those pictures to us in February. It's not what it's about for him. I've seen the pictures of his head. I've seen the softball that got cut out of his skull. There was a medical thing that happened.
Right.
He had cancer. He almost died.
All right. Let's grab a quick call here, and we'll ask you guys to be brief just because we got a lot to get through. Let's go to Mark in Largo on the Fan. Mark, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Craig, great reporting. Great reporting.
Thank you, Mark.
I think it's a good job. That being said, Chris, you know, in a different kind of way, he did this with LeVar Arrington 15 years ago. He gave him a contract. Wanted some money back. For 2004 and 2005, they started demonizing LeVar Arrington, saying he's this and saying he's that. That came from Dan Snyder. This is not about Bruce Allen. This is about Dan Snyder. He did the same thing to Laverniance Coles in a money situation. It's different, but it's the same pattern of how Dan Snyder operates.
But that's not how Trent views it, though. That's the problem. I mean, Trent might be wrong, but that's not how he views it.
No, well, okay. But here's my thing. He probably thinks it's Bruce. I think everybody in this town knows it's Dan.
We're losing you, Mark. You're all breaking up. I appreciate it. Mark's a good guy. I mean, everybody has opinions. Do you think this is more about Dan than Bruce? I don't, but I could be biased.
I tend to lean more Bruce.
Okay.
And I think something that Trent said, too, in the story is, like, people know that Dan cares about the players. Now, Dan's version of caring is, I think, a little loose on the definition.
Yeah.
But I think his heart's in the right place.
Yes.
Even if at times his actions are in the wrong place. I wasn't here for LeVar. I wasn't here for Laverniance Coles. I can't speak to those situations. I don't know. I don't get the sense from having heard LeVar talk that he's got a great relationship with Dan by any means.
No.
So, that could have been personal between those two. But the personal stuff between Dan and Trent, I don't think was ever bad. And if it's gotten bad, it's been in the last week. Throughout all this, remember, the person who sent Trent to the doctor that eventually extracted the tumor from his head was Dan Snyder. I'm not saying that makes Dan a saint and absolves him of all sins in 25 years of Redskins ownership, but the personal stuff between the org and Trent is between Bruce and Trent.
And I don't think you can always draw exact parallels between each situation, but I think it's very clear.
But it's the other thing that's fair to be said to Mark's point is that there's one person that empowers Bruce to do all
this.
Well,
that's the problem.
It's Dan.
That's where Dan gets in trouble here.
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll get more of your calls. We'll hear more of this interview that Craig did today. Again, go check out thefandc.com. It's right there on the homepage. A lot of quotes and a lot of coverage there. This is fascinating and riveting stuff. I ask you guys just to be patient with us. We're trying to work through this. And Craig's going to stay in studio with us up until what, 6, right?
6 o'clock,
So we have plenty of time to get your phone calls and more clips of the interview. It's great stuff from Trent Williams and Craig Hoffman right here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, more of your calls straight ahead. Craig Hoffman did a 25-minute one-on-one with Trent Williams this afternoon. We're playing bits and pieces of it for you as we go through this 4-6 period here on The Fan. As well, you can read the entire story, the accompanying article at thefandc.com right now. Craig, before we get back to the calls, so you don't think Trent is going to file a grievance or the NFLPA is going to file a grievance against the Redskins for putting him on the NFI, even though he theoretically passed the physical and then failed the physical? Bruce Allen, through a team spokesman, basically disregarded all of that and said the reason why they did not trade him is because...
Oh, no, they didn't say they did not trade him is because he failed the physical. It's like, it was more of a like, how are we supposed to trade him?
Who would want
that guy?
Right.
Which has been Trent's contention all along. Trent's contention with the whole leak of potential trades, 48 hours before? The deadline?
Yes. Like,
oh, yeah, we'll open it up for trades.
Yeah.
Trent's whole contention all along was that that was to make him look bad. Specific to that was like, they want to make it look like nobody even wants him.
I got you.
Like, we offered him and nobody wanted it.
Well, nobody would pay the price.
Like,
yeah.
That guy sucks. So what do you...
Yeah.
Like, that's what... That, in Trent's mind, that's what he took out of that, of them putting that out there. And that quote from Bruce proves that 100% correct to me.
Yeah.
Because it's... And let's be clear. He did fail the Redskins physical. The Redskins decided to put a helmet test in the physical.
Right.
Other teams wouldn't do that. So it's not like he can't pass a physical. He failed their physical. That's a very important distinction.
There should be some sort of baseline testing, though. I mean, I'll hold on to that. There should be some sort of protocol.
Save that for your medical radio show.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Just an opinion. You want to take a couple of calls here?
Sure.
All right, let's get to Steve in Rockville on the Fan. Steve, how are you?
It just seems to me like what they should have done, what I think most other NFL teams would have done, was the nanosecond they learned that he had cancer, they should have said to him, we're going to do everything we can to try to help you out. You've been indispensable as part of this team, as part of the community. And then if it became, you know, where they couldn't come to an agreement, then, hey, we're going to do everything we can to get you traded to another team. Instead, this is just more of the same nonsense that goes on with the Redskins front office. And by the way, I don't think for a minute that this was just all Bruce Allen. This is also, in my opinion, emblematic of the dysfunctional relationship between Snyder and Allen, and where that Allen allows Snyder to meddle in ways that I don't think any other legit NFL GM would allow in exchange for an amount of power that he knows that is Allen will never have in any other NFL team. And the last point is that what NFL player now is going to want to come and play for this team? And this isn't the first example of screwing players over, but this one's a big one in my opinion. So throw another log on the fire is all I have to say.
All right, Steve, thank you. Strong opinion.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Let's get to a dissenting opinion and support, I guess, just for the Redskins. Brandon in Gaithersburg on the Fan. Brandon, how are you?
Hey, guys. I want to be kind to you because I never really called your station before. But, I mean, I see this as the Redskins really, and Bruce, whoever you want to call it, Bruce Allen, Dan Snyder, treating Trent Williams no different than Jalen Ramsey, Antonio Brown. You cannot be insubordinate. You cannot be the highest paid Redskin of all time. You cannot be a captain ever since he's been drafted, the biggest guy on the team, and become insubordinate. You have to hold these guys accountable. If they just get him what he wants and trade him, then everybody can go ahead and do whatever they want and do that.
In what way was he being insubordinate?
He's blaming the Redskins. Unfortunately, cancer gets undiagnosed all the time. He's blaming the Redskins medical staff for his problems, and it's unfortunate it played out the way it did. But it's not the Redskins. It's no different than Alex Smith saying it's the Redskins' fault the turf broke my leg. Alex Smith is in the press box helping quarterbacks out on a daily basis. Trent Williams decided to be insubordinate and not show up. It's awful what happened to him, all right? But Alex Smith is handling it the right way, and Trent Williams is not. The problem is Alex Smith has guaranteed money and Trent Williams doesn't. So we know where that's all at.
I mean, that is a huge distinction there, Brandon. That is a huge distinction. Trent Williams wanted guaranteed money, right? He hadn't hit from that. We talked about that earlier. So for those, the problem is the Redskins are being selective. He's not just concerned about the guaranteed money. He was concerned about the entire process and the ultimate diagnosis. He is concerned about money. He probably should be concerned about money, right? So
yeah,
he's not trying to hide from that.
There's another, I mean, look, the Redskins medical staff, you have to understand, is reputation-wise as bad as it gets in the National Football League.
It is and awful Trent, despite whatever that award that they won.
Trent... I don't mention the award because that stuff is stupid.
Just pointing it out.
Trent, the year prior, had an issue with his thumb where he finished the Giants game and then went to the next morning, get it checked out. And they were like, yeah, we'll fix it up and you'll be ready to go for this week. His agent was like, nah, dude, go get a second opinion. He goes and gets a second opinion. And that surgeon goes, you should have been on the operating table yesterday. You're not playing. This is insane. So to have distrust of the Redskins medical staff from Trent's own experience, from the experiences he had seen in the previous, at that point, 8 years of his teammates, yeah, he's allowed to. He also asked them to get this thing removed multiple times. They did not, for varying reasons. And, you know, Trent admits, like, yeah, maybe in hindsight I should have just gotten it removed, but I wanted to keep playing football and, you know, whatever. And it also never really bothered him. Again, Trent admits in this interview that the only reason he got this thing removed was cosmetic. It wasn't until it was off of his head that they realized it was cancer.
Right.
But that's kind of the point, is like, he told him multiple times, like, hey, this thing's keeping on growing. Like, should we get it checked out? And they're like, nah, it's a cyst. It's fine. Like, this is what happens with cysts. You're good. And the fact that they were just like, oh, it's nothing. And he went, okay. That's kind of where he's upset, but it's also how it was handled afterwards. I know we're up against the clock, so I'll try to be quick. But
right.
Again, no team, like, no Dan, Bruce, Doug, Jay, none of those guys visited him in Chicago. The only person to visit was Larry Hess, their head trainer, which he talked about. When he was asked, you know, did any team official visit you, he didn't include Larry in that. So he's sorry for that miscommunication, but they were like, yeah, he was there for a week by his bedside. Trent's like, yeah, he was barely there. He was there for like 2 days in Chicago. And I saw him, I think, when I woke up from surgery, and then he was gone again. So the way they've handled this entirely, and the way they've drug him through the mud over the last couple of months while he has said nothing and gone about the way in which players exercise their power in this league, which is part of the system. That's why he's upset. And if you don't like the system with examples like Jalen Ramsey, then fine. But this is the system.
Well, I would also suggest that this is very different than Jalen Ramsey.
Also extremely different than Alex Smith.
Right.
There is one similarity. Alex also almost died.
Yeah.
And that's not great.
No, not good though. All right, let's take a timeout. Top of the hour. Earl Forsey's got the Sports Flash, and then we've got lots more of your phone calls and clips of the interview. Craig Hoffman in studio. He did it with Trent Williams on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.